This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Shrestha with the news, the headlines first. Jonakpur Bolts clinch title of NPL, defeating Sudhir Pashchim Royals by 5 wickets. World Meditation Day observed in Nepal, organizing various programs. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli urges all to adopt yoga and meditation as way of life for world peace. 5.2 Richter scale earthquake in Bajra district destroys 15 houses, around 100 houses partially damaged, and 16 troops killed in attack in northwest Pakistan. Now the news in detail. Jonakpur Bolts have clinched title of the first season of Nepal Premier League T20 cricket tournament. In the final match held at Kirtipur Best TU cricket ground today, Jonakpur Bolts won the title, defeating Sudhir Pashchim Royals by 5 wickets. Jonakpur Bolts chased the victory target of 185 runs posted by Sudhir Pashchim Royals in 19.2 overs at the loss of 5 wickets. Openers of Jonakpur Bolts, Lahiru Milantha and Asif Sheikh, made the partnership of 73 runs for the victory. Milantha scored 87 runs in 49 balls with 4 sixes and 9 fours, while Asif contributed 33 runs in 19 balls with 4 fours and 2 sixes. Earlier elected to bat first after winning the toss, Sudhir Pashchim Royals made 184 runs in the allotted 20 overs at the loss of 9 wickets. Openers Saif Ali Zaib and Vinod Bhandari made the partnership of 117 runs. According to the Cricket Association of Nepal, the title winner team has received 11 million rupees with trophy, while runner-up team has got 5.1 million rupees. The third place team has received 2.5 million rupees, while the fourth place team has got 1.5 million rupees. Sudhir Pashchim Royals captain Dipendra Singh Airi was declared electrifying player, while Saif Ali Zaib was declared player of the tournament. Meanwhile, the president and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli have congratulated Jonakpur Bolts for winning the title of the first edition of the Nepal Premier League NPL. They also extended best wishes to all the participating teams of the tournament. The first World Meditation Day has been marked in Nepal today by organizing various programs. Addressing a program organized by the Office of Prime Minister and Council of Ministers at Turik Hill in Kathmandu, marking World Meditation Day, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli called for adopting yoga and meditation as a way of life for ensuring world peace. The Prime Minister viewed that the ancient wisdom, yoga and meditation, should be transferred to the new generation and extend the knowledge to every school. The United Nations General Assembly on December 6th this year proclaimed December 21st as the World Meditation Day to raise awareness about the meditation as it and its benefits. Meanwhile, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said that several reforms have happened in the country's socio-economic sector after the political transformation, inaugurating the 51st National Convention of Nepal JCs in Itahari of Sunsari today. The Prime Minister claimed that massive changes have occurred in economic development and employment generation after the formulation of the current coalition government. 12 rhinos were found dead in the Chitwan National Park and its buffer zone in the last 5 months of the current fiscal year. According to Avinash Thapamagar, information officer at the Chitwan National Park, 2 people died and 4 sustained injuries in rhino attack in the last 5 months. He added that a tiger was found dead during the same period. Meanwhile, Chitwan National Park security personnel were held 150 people on the charge of conducting illegal activities within the national park in last 5 months. They were arrested for allegedly poaching and smuggling rhino's horn, killing tiger, as well as other illegal activities. The district administration Bajra says 15 houses have been fully damaged by a 5.2 Richter scale earthquake that hit the district early this morning. Chief District Officer of Bajura, Meghnath Padhya, said the tremor partially damaged around 100 houses. He added that no loss of life has been reported yet. It is said more time is needed to assess the full scale of damage as the epicenter of the quake lies in remote area of Bajura district. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
साधा खाना 100 रुपैयाँ मटन खाना 200 रुपैयाँ ओए मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
स्टार 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. 16 troops were killed and 8 others sustained injuries in a terrorist attack in Pakistan northwest Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province in the early hours of Saturday. According to Xinhua News Agency, the assault began at approximately 2:30 a.m. local time in South Waziristan district of the province, where a checkpost was targeted in a coordinated fire raid that claimed the lives of the soldiers. 12 bodies have been identified, while the identities of 4 more have yet to be confirmed. In response to the attack, the soldiers retaliated effectively using rocket launchers and other available weapons, the sources added. The Pakistani military has yet to issue an official statement regarding the perpetrators of the attack. A car ramming attack on a German Christmas market killed 5 people and wounded more than 200 people. The AFP news agency cited German Chancellor Olaf Scholz as expressing concern for some 40 critically injured people and condemned the terrible catastrophe. Chancellor Scholz pledged that Germany would respond with the full force of the law over the terrible attack that injured and killed so many people close to the anniversary of a deadly 2016 jihadist attack on a Berlin Christmas market. According to the BBC, the suspect, a 50-year-old Saudi doctor, is believed to have acted alone. He's from Saudi Arabia but has lived in Germany since 2006 and worked as a doctor. The Israeli military says it failed to intercept a missile from Yemen claimed by Houthi rebels that fell in the Tel Aviv Zafa area. According to Al Jazeera, the military reported the attack on its Telegram channel on Saturday, stating that one projectile launched from Yemen was identified after sirens went off in central Israel and that unsuccessful interception attempts were made. A spokesperson for Yemen's Houthis confirmed the group had hit a military target in the Zafa area with a ballistic missile. Israel's Emergency Medical Service Megan David Adom, MDA, said in a statement that 16 people were mildly injured by glass shards from shattered windows in nearby buildings. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather. The possibility of scattered to light rain or snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Koshi province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Janakpur Bulls clinched title of NPL, defeating Sudhir Paschim Royals by 5 wickets. World Meditation Day observed in Nepal, organizing various programs. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli urges all to adopt yoga and meditation as way of life for world peace. 5.2 Richter scale earthquake in Bajra district destroys 15 houses, around 100 houses partially damaged, and 16 troops killed in attack in northwest Pakistan. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.